With today's For Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Effective communication. It's so important in this ever-changing world of agriculture and something the Washington Apple Commission is fully aware of. To that end, the Commission's Tony Lynn Adams says they're stepping up their efforts to keep their growers informed on a monthly basis instead of quarterly.
So one thing that we are focusing on is our monthly grower newsletter that we distribute. It has been printed out and mailed to our growers, and we're looking to transition to digital format through email.
Adams says they've got a lot to share.
We're looking to increase communications from our international reps and the overall trade situation to our growers here in Washington State. So any information that we can help spread and increase communication with, that's what we're striving for.
She says the email should make things more efficient.
One thing that we have been doing is collecting emails from our growers and hoping to transition to this email format so they can have consistent communications easily accessible through email.
But Adams says in this day and age, it's a necessary change.
So we will be transitioning to exclusively email. If you don't have access to email or a digital format, if you just let us know, reach out to us, then we will print you out one to make sure you continue receiving the information. But that is for if you don't have access to email. Otherwise, we will be completely transitioning to that digital format.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the Washington Apple Commission's communications upgrade.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.